Yes, we're deep in added time here in Gaelic Park, Bundoran, and the home side Bundoran have a 5-point advantage at this stage. They look good to take the points in this game. They lead by a goal and 16 points to 14 points for Killybegs. It's been a very, very even second half. It was 1-9 to 7 points at the break, and now there's 5 points between them still. Killybegs have come back into it. They've put it up to Bundoran, but the home side are certainly, they're holding on, and even when they went 1-15 to 11 points up at one stage, Killybegs came back there in the final quarter with three points in succession from Oran McGuinness, Ryan Cunningham and Jack McSherry. But Peter McGonigal added another point for Bundoran after going through. He came on as a second half sub for Bundoran, and Cian McInniff has a chance to actually put them six clear now, and I think that would be it for them. McInniff has been excellent in this game, 1-6 to his tally so far. If he comes to take this attic, he adds another point, so 1-7 to his tally today. It's 1-17 now to the home side, Bundoran. 14 points for Killybegs. No way back for them at this stage. It's just how long the referee adds on. He is giving Killybegs another chance. Big Evan Broderick is going forward. They need a goal, or they need two goals at this stage. Jack McSherry, probably one of their best performers on the ball at the moment. He breaks a couple of tackles and takes a point for Killybegs, but it's only a consolation score, I would think, at this stage. Indeed, he scored 3 points in the first half. That's the second point of the second half. Ryan Cunningham, as I say, the star for Killybegs, with 6 points so far, but it looks like it won't be enough for them. Time ticking on. Mark Dorian, looking at his watch here in the middle of the field, will he give Killybegs a chance to get a goal? I'm not so sure. There must be at least 4 minutes of added time played. There were a couple of stoppages in this second half. He's allowing them to play on. Bundoran won the ball in the middle of the field. Darahoey on the ball, taking it forward, and that's really where they want to be at this stage. He plays it through to Timmy Govrov, who's been really, really lively for Bundoran, and Govrov has a chance of a point, and he takes it. Yes, he takes the point to put them 1-18 to 16 points ahead. Really, it's just playing out the final minutes here in Bundoran. But an excellent display by the home side, especially like James Stewart has got 2 points from wing half back for them. Jack McSherry trying to go forward again for Killybegs. It's been a very, very open game here in Gaelic Park. Adam McGlone, one of the stars for Bundoran as well, he scored 3 points from centre half forward. But Killybegs come on looking for a goal. Oran McGuinness gets it out to one of the substitutes, and it comes back to John Bon Gallagher. John Bon lobs it in and lobs it wide for Killybegs. So I think that may be it for the Fishermen. They lost their opening game at home to Glenswilly, and it looks like they're going to be pointless after the first two rounds of the Michael Murphy Donegal Senior Championship. Bundoran involved in an appeal against their game in our draw. They lost by a point in that game 2 weeks ago down in Pierce Park, but it looks like they will get 2 points on the table today. But the referee is continuing to play on. He must be taking into account all those stoppages that were took place in the second half. Mark Dorian still playing on, a battle for possession around the middle of the field. Alan Rossell comes forward. Bundoran on the front foot again, and they're going to get a free in for Bundoran, and that's really all they need at this stage. But Killybegs have put up a great fight. They were without Hugh McFadden and Owen Bon Gallagher today, and like any team without those two is always going to struggle a little bit. But then when you look at the other side, the Brennan's pissing for Bundoran, Kieran McCaughey, Gary Clark, and Peter McGonigal did come on as a sub. There is the final whistle at last year in Bundoran. That somebody said that the clock, they thought they were going by the clock that's on the scoreboard, which said 10 minutes to go. But it's all over here in Gaelic Park, Bundoran, and it's victory for the home side. They finish here on a scoreline of 1-18 to Bundoran, 16 points to Killybegs.